Right now, let's turn it over to the master picker over at Saratoga, Mike Causey. Another win, Mike.
Yeah, it didn't pay a lot, but a win's a win. Paid $4 and change, which is kind of like what I thought was going to happen. But it's a win. A lot of people can't pick a winner at Saratoga.
Well, yeah, you've had your years there that were very bad, but you're on that, I think, two out of the last three have been pretty good. Yeah, two out of the last 3 years you've been okay, actually, as a matter of fact, there. Just that 1 year, you couldn't buy a winner there.
No, I remember that.
All right, so I lead the way. I have no idea what happened in sports last night. Went to bed early.
You have no idea.
I didn't even check any scores or anything. I know I didn't get a text from you, so I figured the Yankees won.
Well, when you play a team that's 30 games under 500, you should win.
Yeah. Well,
they beat the White Sox 7-0. The White Sox, just an awful team. So, but Lance Lynn, he was in trouble early. He had a high pitch count in the second inning, and I shut the game off as soon as the Yankees scored because the game was over. And he lasted deep into the game. He started throwing, I'm assuming, better strikes from what I've seen on the highlights, less pitchers per inning. And I think he went 7 1/3. So it was a good outing for him, a good way to get your feet wet against an inferior team. And the Yankees beat the White Sox 7-0. The Mets went out to an early lead against Cincinnati and managed to hold on in that game 6-4. The Phillies lost in 14 to Arizona in a battle of two first-place teams in the National League. Arizona beat the Phillies 3-2 on a walk-off home run in the 14th. And a game I was watching last night was Houston against San Francisco. A very well-pitched game for both teams. San Francisco was holding on to a 1-0 lead. Late in the game, Houston came up with a three-run homer to win 3-1, and that's a big win for Houston because four of their big guns are out on the disabled list. Correa, Springer, Altuve, and there's another player out as well. So Houston's having a little bit of a hard time due to injuries right now, but they still managed to beat the Giants last night.
All right. Is there anything else going on in sports?
Cleveland beat Minnesota last night 10-0. Minnesota is their competition to win the Central. So they put that away emphatically last night. What else today? What do we got going on today? The Red Sox didn't play yesterday. Red Sox pick it up again today against Toronto. So that's a team that they should beat. And it's a team they have to beat to hold on to that four-game sweep against the Yankees, or else losing this first game back against Toronto just takes one game away from that. So look for them to win tonight.
All right. And there's not much else going on, really.
No, not a lot. I hear people saying, "Oh, I'm so happy football's back." I'm like, "Is it really?
It's not
really?
Back. It's not back
let me know when it's Thanksgiving, then I'll start paying attention to football.
It's not back
because
yet.
Baseball will probably be over for 2 weeks around Thanksgiving, right?
Well, let's put it this way. I mean, football. Well, those are the football fans that think football's back when they do the draft picks.
And if
they I mean, it's football's not, but it's not like, see, this is the whole thing that people misunderstand. When baseball starts spring training, we're still in winter. We still
football's
have
just over for a month,
but we were still in winter. You know, the weather's crummy, and when you see the ball players out on the ball field, it makes
you hope of spring.
That's exactly right. This the beginning of baseball season is different than the beginning of any other season. Sports-wise, you just hit it right. It gives you hope for spring. It gives you hope for your team.
Mm-hmm.
It all comes together. It's a sign of something you really look forward to. Now, yeah, you look forward to, if you're a football fan, the opening of football season, but it's not universally looked at. Even people who aren't baseball fans, when they hear somebody say, a pitchers and catchers reporting, they know
you're thinking
that's
of warm weather.
That's it.
How'd you like to be yesterday sitting at a football camp? How would you like to be sitting at a football camp yesterday in that heat? Never mind the guys playing with the pads on.
I know, it's crazy.
How could you play football in this weather? It's ridiculous.
It's
absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. Football should start at least a month and a half later, and it should extend until pitchers and catchers report to camp. Playing football in this weather now is insane.
They should start it a month and a half later. They
yep.
should cut the regular season down from 16 games to 14 games.
Make it 14, games. Yep.
Yeah, and it's just, and A, it would be better for the players' health going into the season and coming out of the season. And it would be better for the fans. It would add something special back, but it's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. And it's just stupid.
How about this one other story? So you get a scholarship to a Division I school, and you're probably saving your parents anywhere between $200,000 and $500,000. 13 players on the University of North Carolina football team are suspended for selling their shoes that they get for free. How's that?
Now, that's crazy. You know why I say that's crazy? My son Sam went to college. In high school, he was a shot put thrower, okay? Now, my son Sam went to a Division I college, Holy Cross, okay? And they put a note up that they needed for their Division I track team. They didn't have anybody to throw shot put. So they looked up through the records, and they contacted Sam, and they said, we saw you throw a shot put in the high school. He said, yeah. So he joined the team, right? He got shoes, he got track clothes, he got food money, he got it was a great deal. Mm-hmm. And it never ever crossed his mind other than, wow, this is really something pretty special.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on a Division I team. I really am not a very good shot put thrower, but they needed someone, and he just loved it, you know, but it never crossed his mind. Never.
Here's what they should do with these things. They should have, when you sign your scholarship, when you sign your offer, it should have a little bit in there in the fine print. If you sell any paraphernalia that's given to you by the school for free at a profit, or sell it at all, period, you're not going to get thrown off the team. You're not going to get suspended. You're just going to lose your scholarship and have to pay back any scholarship time that you've used and anything in the future. Thank you for coming to my university. So go ahead, sell your sneakers for $150, and now you got to take $400,000 out of your pocket. Oh, you don't have it? Oh well, see you later.
Yeah. It was, and it used to be something that you would hold on to, and then maybe at the end of your each year, if you had a brother or something like that, you'd give them something.
Give it to them.
Yeah. Oh well.
It's dumb. It's just stupidity.
We're dinosaurs in a new year, in a new world, Mike.
Yeah, and the new world ain't better.
All right, I'll check with you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get another pick going for tomorrow.
All right, take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.